When I was in scripture study class, as I was in deacon formation, we were taught that the Bible was not a book, but that it was many books. But nobody ever said that it was a cookbook. We heard today, just a couple of seconds ago, a good measure packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. Sure sounds like a recipe, doesn't it? A recipe maybe for doing to others as you would have them do to you. All of today's three readings are not only about forgiveness, but they give us insight into the maturation, if you will, or the development of forgiveness as a human trait as we go throughout and we progress through salvation history. At least forgiveness as a trait that reveals the existence of God in our humanness. We all have God within us. We all have God within us, even when we do horrible things, even when we perpetrate evil on other people. We have God within us. We are made in God's image. We can track into today's first and third readings this progression of the trait of forgiveness in the human. And the second reading also supports them. It all begins with a story, and part of the story we heard in the first reading today. Sometimes we don't need to look any further than Scripture for a good story to help illustrate our point. We all know that when he was a boy, David slew the giant Goliath with a sling and a rock. Goliath was the enemy to the people of Israel, and David slew him. And so he became greatly loved by all the people, and also by the king, King Saul. As the years progressed, David became more and more loved and more popular in the eyes of the people. And King Saul began to be jealous. And it got to the point where King Saul was so jealous, he wanted to get rid of David. David got word of this, and he fled the kingdom. And when he did, a lot of his followers went with him. 600 or so. And then King Saul, finding out, hearing that David had fled, pursued him with 3,000 men. So it was going to be a tough fight for David if they came to that point. Well, we heard in today's first reading that during the night when Saul and his men were sleeping, David and his compadre Abishai went into their camp, and he had the chance to take the king's life, but he chose not to do that. He chose to forgive him for the murderous feelings that he had in his heart, and so that he could make Saul, King Saul, know for sure that he had the opportunity, he took his spear. And then he yelled out from the mountainside that he had his spear. Well, the result of all of this was that King Saul and David reconciled. They became friends again. And at the end of the reign of King Saul, then David became anointed king of Israel. So this was good. This forgiveness and healing between the two of them was good. For David, it was good for Saul, and it was good for all the people of Israel. At home, I have an Ignatius Study Bible, which I use whenever I'm going to be presenting like this. I use that and some other commentaries that I have to help study and learn about what what the scriptures are and what's said about the scriptures for that Sunday. In this Ignatius Study Bible, there are little icons that appear from time to time. And these icons appear to highlight the areas of content and unity in Scripture, showing where one idea appears in the Old Testament and then where a similar idea appears in the New Testament, and they sort of connect with one another. Content and unity of Scripture. This idea of forgiveness is a very important one of those and has an icon. These icons illustrate the beauty of the unity of God's saving plan as it stretches across both testaments. The Old Testament idea sort of illustrates what you're reading in the New Testament, and the New Testament helps to understand what the Old Testament saying was all about. It's a neat way of bringing it all together. The story that I just told about King Saul and David was one of forgiveness, and it was forgiveness that occurred in the Old Testament, but it was between countrymen. In another place, in Psalms, chapter 39, verses 19 to 22, we see another reference to evil and to hate. In that psalm, they refer to evil people and to hating those people. With a deadly hatred, I hate my enemies. So if there's to be progress in forgiveness, there's a starting point. We have that in the Old Testament. We also have the story of David and Saul in the Old Testament. And so we see progress beginning. But they are countrymen. King Saul and David are countrymen. If it was somebody from another country, a foreigner, the likelihood is there would be no forgiveness involved. Then we go to the New Testament, and Jesus, under the New Covenant, teaches that we must forgive our enemies, and that we must love our enemies. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Jesus teaches us that we must love those who have done us harm or who would do us harm. We must love all people. I think it's important to note at this point the nature of true forgiveness. We tend to think of forgiveness as being something that we do for people. We're big-hearted, we're magnanimous, we want to help them to feel a little bit better, and we're the one that are doing it. We're making our sacrifice. But true forgiveness is helping the one that we're forgiving to feel their own self-worth. It takes real effort on the part of the person who's forgiving. We must show a mercy and a sincerity that allows the other person to know that they have goodness in their own heart, to allow them to have self-love, self-respect within themselves. And to know, yeah, sometimes they make a mistake, but they're a good person, they are good persons, they have God within them. And if we can show them that we too can err, that we too have faults, we both have God within us, the forgiver and the one being forgiven. If we can show them that, help them to feel that, that's true forgiveness. When referring to the quality of forgiveness, the Catechism of the Catholic Church notes the use of the word as, A-S, as, spoken so many times by Jesus. We've heard it three times today, and there's another important one. Be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Jesus said in today's Alleluia versicle, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And each day, probably most of us pray the Our Father. And when we do, we say the phrase, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. The point here is that Jesus is our model. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, he's our model, and we are to do the things that he would do. We are to do as Jesus did. We are to be Christ to others in all things. And we are to try our best to see Christ in others. And that's the point of the forgiving, seeing Christ in others. If we look throughout Scripture, we could probably find different places and different ways that we could come up with recipes, such as the one we talked about earlier. Ways that we can follow Christ with these recipes. But maybe, though, instead of a recipe, maybe all we need to do is remember one ingredient: love.